All right, Ryan, do you want to lead us off with Budget Bears?
Semi-convinced you saw me as a chain around your ankles, though I aimed in vain to raise you on my shoulders. Summer's almost here, or it would be in most years, but somehow this one's only getting colder. Alerts on my phone of memories together, nostalgic for the company and also for the weather. You didn't have to drag me around if I was such a drag to be around. If I was holding you back, thank you for cutting me some slack. You didn't have to drag me around if I was such a drag to be around. If I was holding you back, thank you for cutting me some slack.
Budget Bears, I thought it was a good song with good lyrics. I like when a lot of layers drop out at the beginning of the chorus, and it, you know, you really sort of get the great sort of melody. But still, somehow, it's not one of my favorite Von Vorten / Vowel Sounds / Budget Bears songs. You know, something typical about the general design of the song or the format or the arrangement. But yeah, I think the chorus saves it. It's a great chorus. He did a wonderful job on this. Just maybe not my favorite Budget Bears song ever.
Yeah, there was something about it that didn't really grab me either, but I could see the artistry in it. Or I could hear the artistry in it. Like, Baum knows how to keep you interested in a song as it develops with all the layering he does. So, like, the first verse starts out and it introduces the vocal melody, but it keeps the harmony, like, really subdued. There's sort of these sustained strummed single guitar chords, and there's very like light tapping on the drums. And then in the second half of the verse, it picks up, like the drums come in longer, and then the chorus guitars get livelier. And that change of gears sort of propels you from the first half of the verse into the second half of the verse. And usually the first verse section is kind of long, and if the verse isn't great, it can be kind of a drag. So it's great to do these things to keep you interested as it goes. And then, like, I thought the pre-chorus had a nice soar to it. And then, you know, he also had a quieter, like, first half of the first chorus. And then it builds to a more raucous version of the second half of the chorus. Like, it's, you know, it gives you a sense of dynamics and there's change and movement. Like, all of these things I can appreciate for the arrangement techniques that Baum uses really well. Like, yeah. He keeps, you know, he uses dynamics well. He keeps you, like, interested in the song and pulls you through it for the entire, like, 2.5 minutes. And I also thought it was interesting from an arrangement perspective that the song ends on the bridge, which I thought was cool. Like, but, yeah. You know, this song appealed to me intellectually, but, like, it wasn't, like, my favorite.
Yeah. But and he's also got just a lot of general charm and sort of a good... approachable singing voice. You know, it's like there's always something, you know, nice about Von Vorten song, a Budget Bears song, I guess. But yeah,
and it was about a relationship gone sort of sideways, right? It wasn't about Silence of the Lambs.